Now to something that's part of every Australian summer, flies. And while we're swatting them away from our leftovers and hoping they don't take that fatal plunge into our drinks, scientists say they're an essential part of the food chain, and without them, we'd be in trouble. Rachel Mealy reports.
You could say it's the sound of summer in Australia, blowflies and cricket. And during the first test in Perth, a Fox Sports commentator combined the two while he was interviewing bowler Mitchell Starc.
Wow, I just swallowed a fly, Starkey. Watch cricket, they get you every time.
Dr. Dan Bickle is an entomologist from the Australian Museum. He says a warm, wet spring in much of the country has led to the recent emergence of flies.
I think what we've had on the East Coast recently with all the rain and warm weather, that certainly stimulates insect reproduction and emergence.
A female blowfly can lay up to 300 eggs at once, and in summer, most species of flies take somewhere around 20 days to hatch. But some of the new hatchlings might be last year's batch that have lain dormant as pupae.
That's actually one of the mechanisms that insects have to endure or get through difficult times. So it's like a resting state, sort of like a hibernation, not actually hibernation, but it's actually like sort of covering themselves up and just waiting it out until good times arrive.
A single fly will live in the summer months for 7 to 10 days. In city areas, flies usually breed in rotting or decaying food found in rubbish dumps. But Dr. Bickle says they can catch a ride on the prevailing winds.
If, for example, they were like the bush fly phenomenon, they can be breeding in cattle dung. That could be quite far away, perhaps, from the actual urban area. But if the right weather patterns are in place, you can actually be blown across, and then they can arrive in the city overnight, even though the city itself, the urban area, may not be the ideal place. There wouldn't be a lot of, say, manure or cattle droppings around.
He says flies and other insects perform a crucial role in the food chain and are often overlooked for the role they play in pollination.
Insects are very, very important for recycling nutrients as well. Even the blowflies that people don't like, they are an important part of removing carrion from the environment. And they essentially help clean up the environment, if you will, get rid of dead carcasses and all our food.
Dr. Dan Bickle is an entomologist from the Australian Museum, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.